Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Tough Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 27th. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices for December corn up 3 cents at 603 and 3 quarters, September wheat up a nickel at 808 and 3 quarters, and November beans up 15 and a half cents at 1399 and a quarter. Overnight down around 10:30 at night, quarter to 11. We made our lows and then started to rally. Corn rallied the better part of 12 cents off the lows. The wheat rallied 26 off the lows. The beans rallied 30 cents off the lows. They're putting more heat and dryness in the forecast out here. That was part of the problem. Going into the first 2 weeks of August, you know, it looks hot and dry, but there's still plenty of time to get some rains on these crops. They've had some rains. They've gotten rains in some of the drier areas, but now if they're going to turn up the heat for 2 weeks, that's certainly going to put a little bit of stress on these crops. Russia has decided that they want sanctions lifted on Russian grain exports, or they're going to talk about the grain deal with Ukraine collapsing. So I don't know that anybody's going to lift sanctions on Russia anytime soon. You know, I've never had any faith in this deal to begin with. I think that's one of the reasons wheat was higher as well, because of this nonsense. China did say that they're going to take palm oil. Bean oil was up 160 ticks overnight. We've had crude oil all over the board. 20 minutes ago, it was 50 cents a barrel lower on the day. We've rallied $1.60 off those lows in the last 15 minutes. We're now a dollar higher on the day. So we'll see where, you know, if the crude stays strong, I would think the grains will have a better chance of staying strong out here. Let's see what else we've got. We've got the Fed announcement on interest rates today at 1 o'clock. So we'll have 15, 20 minutes to trade after that. We'll see how that affects the market. The general consensus is a 75 basis point increase this month and maybe a half a basis point in September. You know, overall, we've had a nice rally in these markets. Monday, Tuesday, been very strong. We rallied the beans almost or more than a dollar a bushel now in just a couple of days. The low on Friday was 1288. We're currently at 1399. That's a pretty impressive rally here in just 3 days. I don't know how much more we're going to extend it out here, but the forecast is hot and dry, so that's getting people excited. You know, we've seen this before. It got hot and dry on the corn. We rallied the corn. Then we get these rains, and the market makes new lows. So I'm just not convinced. You know, this when a market moves a dollar down and a dollar up in just a matter of days, it's showing you that the volatility is exceptional, and you know, dollar moves will not be the exception. They could be the rule in these markets. So I think you have to be very careful out there. But for the time being, it looks like we'll see some higher prices here today. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.